Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Picka from Michigan, and we are the Democracy Defenders. I hope everyone is doing well. It's really cold here in Michigan. We've had a little snow today. It's been very interesting weather. It was 80 a couple days ago, so let's see what happens. And we have a great show lined up, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Yes, ma'am. So it's very warm and breezy here in the 70s, early 80s in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And this is season 4, episode 27. It's open mic night. A lot has happened this past week in U.S. politics. So thank you for joining us as we break down the past week and what may come up in this week. The number to call in is 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Glad you could join our broadcast tonight. You can also visit kitchenpolitics123.com, and also we're on Facebook. Just type in kitchenpolitics123 and the community page and the group comes up. So, yes, where should we start, Laurie?
Oh, goodness. Let's start in Kansas City. Where that young man, he was a black teen, accidentally, he went to the wrong house to pick up his younger brothers, and the man shot him in the head. He's in critical condition, and he's in critical condition, and hopefully he will survive. They have filed felony charges against him, against the shooter. I think the man was 84 years old. I'm going to pull up the article in a second. And
but
I don't understand why you would just, go ahead.
He shot him right through the door, but didn't the kid survive and is now back home? I don't think the kid died.
No, he did not die. No, he did not die. He was shot in the head. And from what I don't think he's been released. He was in the hospital with an injury to his head. I have not read that he's been released. He was in critical condition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's here on CBS News that charges filed against the homeowner of the shooting of Ralph Yarrell, a black teen shot. He went to the wrong house in Kansas City, as you said. And the prosecutors in Kansas City, Missouri, have filed felony charges. And at a news conference Monday evening, Clay County Prosecutor Zachary Thompson announced two felony charges against suspect Andrew D. Lesto, whom he described as a white man who's 85 years old. The charges are one count of assault in the first degree with a potential punishment of up to life imprisonment and one count of armed criminal action.
He was shot twice, and he was struck in the head and the arm. And I do not see where that he's been released from the hospital. I hope that he's going to be okay. But I do not understand why someone would just shoot.
I'm over here.
You know, I don't understand why someone would shoot, you know, when they, I imagine he rang the doorbell or knocked on the door, and the man just opened the door and shoots him. You know?
Well, no, he
didn't
open the door. He shot right through the glass door.
Oh,
then he opened the door
and
then shot him again.
kind of, I mean, so is this a hate crime? I mean, honestly.
Yeah,
unless
pretty much.
Man,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Because yeah, pretty much. It looked like a hate crime to me because, you know,
yeah.
Black kid, you know, and this paranoid
and was,
white man, obsessed
yeah.
with his gun, the shoot through the glass door, hit him in the head, open the door,
mm-hmm.
see him lying on the floor, shoot him in the shoulder or arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that intent was to kill, to murder this child.
Yeah. I mean.
Racially motivated.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the reason. I mean, is he afraid of his own neighborhood? I mean, I'm trying to understand why.
No, black kid was there, and black kid is there, and, you know,
yeah.
this paranoid asshole, 85-year-old, 84-year-old,
mm-hmm.
whatever,
yeah.
You know, is just paranoid and just
yeah.
decide to shoot and ask questions later, but the poor kid
yeah.
was shot in the head, and then, you know, you can understand.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't understand where he just shoot through
no.
the glass, not even knowing who it is. And then
no.
open the door and shoot in the person again. That's racially
yeah.
motivated.
Yeah. And
you know?
Yes, you're right. That's what I'm trying to say. I can't wrap my head around this. I just can't, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's only 16 years old. He was, it looks from the pictures, he was not a big guy,
mm-hmm.
a big kid, a big young man. You know, and it does
mm-hmm.
say he remained hospitalized with serious injuries. So,
well,
yeah.
An update to that story, it says his father said that at CBS Kansas City affiliate KCTV that the teen
okay.
is now being released from the hospital and is recovering at
good.
Home.
Good.
Yeah, he went to pick up his brothers from a friend's house,
mm-hmm.
but ended up ringing the doorbell at the home of somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know,
yeah.
just mistaken address and everything. So
oh.
the man opened the door, saw Yarl and shot him in the head. And when Yarl
yeah.
fell to the ground, the man shot him again. Yarl got up and ran from the property where he had to ask the three different homes before someone helped him. So he ran to three different homes and nobody helped him. They refused to open the door for him, even though they saw this little kid bleeding from the head. Wow.
The injustice.
So the homeowner who did the shooting is was held in custody on a 24-hour
mm-hmm.
hold and then
mm-hmm.
released in consultation with county prosecutor's office while the investigation continued. So Ben
mm-hmm.
Crump is a civil rights attorney who took up the case. Issued a statement Monday evening saying that the family had spoken with President Biden. Quote, moments after the family got off the phone with President Biden, he offered his prayers to Ralph's recovery and for justice.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that the prosecutor will be charging the man who's responsible for the deplorable shooting of this innocent boy. Gun violence against unarmed black individuals must stop, or children should feel safe, not as though they are being hunted, Crump said. While this is certainly a step in the right direction, we will continue to fight for Ralph and as he works towards a full recovery. So
mm-hmm.
that was Crump saying all that in a
mm-hmm.
press release.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it has to be racially motivated because it can't just, you know,
but
shoot somebody without asking questions.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no other answer. You know, the man was not blind. The young man was not a threat. He didn't, you know.
So,
I agree. Sadly, I
mm-hmm.
have to agree. Just another
mm-hmm.
day in America, you know.
Yep.
You know, and then we have Alabama,
mm-hmm.
a birthday party there, where a beloved high school athlete was among four people killed and 28 injured at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Alabama. A Sweet 16 party turned into a scene of carnage when four people were killed. At least 28 others were injured on Saturday night. The deadly rampage happened in downtown Dadeville around 10:34 p.m. Saturday, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency said on Sunday. So here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
another
know,
mass shooting.
Let's add to our numbers. You know, there were four
mm-hmm.
lives that were tragically lost and there's a multitude of injuries. I mean, so now people go to birthday parties, a sweet 16 birthday party, and they come with guns. It's,
mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, they're celebrating a birthday, and they come with guns. How ironic is that? How insane is that?
Right.
What can we say anymore? Why do we have to constantly talk about this every single week? Why? I mean, you know, the Republican Party is so pro-life, but they're pro-gun, so they're murderers. There's nothing else. There's nothing else to be said. They are not pro-life. They are not.
Yeah. So the NRA convention happened, and it's still going on, I suppose, and Kristen Noem signed an executive order for her state, South Dakota, can bear arms without a license, without background check, all that good stuff, without any red flag laws and everything. How preposterous. So more kids are going to be killed because of irresponsibility by the NRA and Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have... Elaine on the line. Hello, Elaine. What's cooking tonight?
Oh, good evening. We've got one that didn't make the national news, but Greektown, downtown Detroit, by the Greektown Casino.
Yep.
There's a bar called, I think it's called Shenanigans or Shalaligans. Anyways, it's an Irish-type bar. Very popular with the younger adults.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the security guards was killed.
Wow.
Because somebody cut in line and somebody took out a gun and blew him away. And the police had their hands full in downtown Detroit, which is making me sick to my stomach. They had their hands full over the weekend. They had to close 375 because of all the violence. They would like to know why all of a sudden kids under 16 years old are roaming the streets. And I would assume they're worried about these kids having guns. And this afternoon they interviewed one of the ladies that was walking down the street at Greektown, and her comment was, that's what we need, some more guns on the streets, some more killings. She was being sarcastic.
Of course.
But we don't need any more guns on the street, and we don't need any more killings.
No.
I mean, and I knew about this as of Friday because my friend, her kids, her adult kids, they go downtown and they use the buses and that trolley or whatever you call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they enjoy downtown. They enjoy going to these places and listening to music. Well, they called her up and asked their mother to come and get them.
Mm-hmm.
There was about six of them. Come and get us. That there was a shooting at this bar, and they wanted somebody to come and get them. They were terrified.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And they knew They knew the guard, and so did the mother. The mother knew the guard. They've known him for years. So it's starting to hit home now.
Yeah.
I know the girl that posted this to me, and I know her daughter, and I know her son-in-law, and it's just too much.
No, it is.
Too much.
It is just... out of control, absolutely out of control. I don't know how we're going to, I want a ban on assault rifles. I have said this every single week, and I don't know who's listening, but we need a ban on assault rifles.
Well,
now,
we've got some crazy thinking going out there. I did some snooping again on social media. And now we need the guns against transsexuals? I mean, come on.
I know.
Where is this thinking coming from? I was snooping, surfing, or whatever you want to call it, and now mm-hmm. this is the new reason. The new reason is because a he is a she and a she is a he, so we need guns. Give me a break already. I don't understand what's going on. There's so damn much hate out there that it's just sickening.
Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, so Mike Pence was basically using transsexuals as scapegoats because a majority mm-hmm. of these mass shootings are done by white men
mm-hmm.
who are, you know, usually, quote unquote, Christians who are Trump supporters mm-hmm. and everything.
Yes,
so
it's white men with long beards and gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And crazy eyes. You know,
yes.
A lot of the mass shootings are done by white men, angry white men. You know, so I have this clip here inside the NRA 2023 convention. It's held in Indianapolis, Indiana. And as mm-hmm. I said, Mike Pence spoke, Donald Trump spoke, Kristen Noem, South Dakota governor spoke. A lot of them spoke. And here's mm-hmm. a clip.
Kills with military force and precision. It's on sale here.
Ultimate home defense shotgun.
Recreational shooting, home defense. A lot of people use it for hunting in the United States.
The National Rifle Association's annual celebration of America's legal possession.
I get up in the morning, I put my wallet in my pocket, I put my cell phone in my pocket, I put my gun on my hip.
From handheld to vehicle mounted. Gold-plated, and everything in between. Here, there's a weapon for every man, woman, and child.
This is a fabulous opportunity, particularly for women. Women talk to women a little bit differently than men do, so they feel super comfortable with us.
But few sell better than the AR-15, a lightweight semi-automatic. They fly off the shelves for just $500. It's the style used recently in the Nashville school shooting that killed 6 and last week's Louisville bank murders.
The battle rifle just plays on a customer base that wants to feel like they're secure and they're almost militia style, where it just plays on that a little bit.
Around the home, where do you have it?
So you can use them for home protection. It's not always the best for home protection because it will go through sheetrock, other walls. You have to consider neighbors, children in the house, things like that.
Few here, though, believe that guns kill people.
This gun will never hurt anybody by itself.
Polling points to nearly 2/3 of Americans wanting tighter gun laws. More American kids now die each year from gunshots than they do from illness or car accidents.
Do you get worried?
I mean, not really.
We're safe, I guess.
At the heart of this frantic buy-up of some of the most lethal weaponry outside of the U.S. government is this overwhelming sense of fear, a fear that Americans don't protect themselves and their government from each other.
We look at the Australian experience, and it's a warning to us as to what can happen.
The Republican road to the White House runs through this convention center. NRA support, both financial and political, essential to any candidate with the 2024 presidency in their sights. In Indianapolis, David Boywood, 7 News.
Yes, so that was a report for the NRA 2023 convention. And having the AR-15s being sold for $500, U.S. dollars.
Yep.
And it went off the sale. It went nothing.
Yeah, it's just all about making money, and they don't care about the carnage and children being killed in schools and everywhere that you go anymore. Nobody cares. It is just a tragedy in this country. And the states with the highest rate gun deaths. Here's a list: Mississippi, Louisiana, Wyoming, Alaska, Alabama, New Mexico, Missouri, Arkansas, Montana, and South Carolina. Those are the ones that have the highest rate of gun deaths. And then the states that do not require concealed carry permits. I'm going to read those: Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, now Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire. That's quite a list.
Forget. Yeah, did you mention Florida as well? Okay.
I did. Florida's the latest.
Yeah.
Florida is the latest.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
was last week or the week before. So that is quite a list. They don't require concealed carry permits. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because they're red, and they have Republican governors and state legislators who ran through things and just, cater to the gun lobby, because gun lobbyists pay for their re-election, basically. So to hell with what people want, even though a great majority, 82% of America wants gun control and red flag laws, Republicans don't care. They just care about the money that NRA given them.
Yeah. And there was a picture or a video that I saw earlier today of a six-year-old boy with at the NRA convention holding a handgun and pointing it out. 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So these Republicans are also, these NRA people are also groomers.
Mm-hmm.
They call us groomers. Uh-huh. They are groomers. That's what a groomer does.
Yeah. But the thing is, there's this picture going around as well of this little girl with this big gun. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's not an AR-15. It's bigger than an AR-15.
Yeah.
And this little girl could hardly stand. What the hell? And this grown adult behind her laughing and having fun and yucking up with her.
It's so funny.
There's a bunch of six people. Sick people.
Yes, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Very sick. There's nothing else to say about it. I know in Michigan they're doing their best to pass what they can pass, but they have to ban assault rifles. Until they do that, and I'm not saying that's going to stop, shootings, because it won't, because we have millions of guns in this country. I think 300 million guns in this country. And so it will not. But at least it might stop someone from buying one if they're banned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say anymore.
First of all, we don't want your damn hunting rifle. We don't want your personal pistol if you have a reason to carry one.
Of course.
We want responsibility. The NRA forgot what they started with. They started the NRA, which was a responsible group of gun owners. They talked about safety and laws to make sure that the right people had these weapons. Lawn yards were taken off the market because they were dangerous. We're talking guns.
I know.
Yes, so the NRA was founded just after the Civil War, and it came, in the 1970s, they came into full swing, being ardent Second Amendment rights people, and all they care about is Second Amendment and arming Americans and what have you, and that's all they care about, making money, arming people, and... with these mass shootings that have been happening for the past 5-6 years, it's like, they're just digging more, and saying Democrats assaulting Second Amendment rights and want to take it away and what have you, which is not the case.
Not true.
Until we get over to gerrymandering and we'll vote out Republicans, then nothing will change. Senator Graham from South Carolina called out Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on CNN and Fox News. He was on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, and Marjorie Greene publicly came out to defend the National Guardsman who posted classified documents online. So Lindsey Graham says they're terrible, irresponsible, and put Americans in serious danger. You know, and here is a clip of it. He was on Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
The only man who's been taken into custody, or likely ever will be, is a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who leaked the slides that showed that Lloyd Austin was lying. He revealed the crimes, therefore he's the criminal. That's how Washington works. Telling the truth is the only real sin.
Yes, so it took a cross and lying his ass off again.
Yep.
That's what you and Norse do, just lying, you know? Such a low-level person gets information, secret documents to begin with.
Yeah. So, as of mid-April, the Gun Violence Archive has counted more than 160 mass shootings in the United States this year. Last year, the group counted 647 mass shootings. Of those, 21 involved 5 or more. So that's just sad.
Khalil from Virginia. Hello, Khalil. Hello, Khalil. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Khalil.
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I did the parade about the mass shooting. The parade that supports our group, because as a group that's against mass shootings, we're in the parade. And most people, even if they didn't support the whole thing we were doing, they probably supported some of what we were doing, like as far as the safe handling of guns and locking away for children for them to get their hands on it. And one of the things I noticed is one of the people that did, like, that's with the group, I'm not going to say who it is or what gender they are or what they look like. They're in the group, and they're, like, linguists. They're criminology. They're doing criminology and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they're in the group, and they're, like, writing notes and stuff like that. It's kind of strange. But they support the group, and they support human rights, what I found out. But basically it's like I didn't know all this about this person, but I was told that if you're a criminologist, you have to have law enforcement. It's best that the best ones have law enforcement experience as far as things like that go. And they investigate like things like murders and things like that. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I personally don't.
Basically, it's a person that's in our group that's a criminologist.
Oh, okay.
And they basically, it's almost like they're undercover, but basically they write notes and they ask questions, and they had this little badge. Picture ID that had red and blue on it, and they basically have lots of training in human rights and criminal law and stuff like that. And I was just wondering, do you know much about criminology or linguists and things like that?
No, I personally do not, no.
Because I was wondering if they're usually like, okay. So basically they support what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their purpose is and what they do, you know, if they report back to someone, you know, to help change laws. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, but we were in the parade. It was pretty good. And basically, like, we supported a lot of things. I got a call coming in. Sorry about that. Can't be on tonight.
That's okay.
Yes, ma'am. So thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That was Kelly from Virginia. Okay, mm-hmm. So Jim Jordan, idiot Jim Jordan, mm-hmm. Carried his stupidity and show mm-hmm. to New York, mm-hmm. and he took the circus to the road, basically. And
yes,
Democrats embarrassed him and totally humiliated him. It was just for showboating, because what he did today was just, I don't know, I think you know the words for it. The guy's a moron. He shouldn't be in Congress. He should be in prison for what he did when he was assistant coach in Ohio, the wrestling team and all, after the rape some young men on the wrestling team, Jim Jordan knew it, and tried to cover for the coach at the time. And what did Ohio do? Elect him Congress. Elect him to Congress.
Yeah.
So
smart.
Yeah, here's a clip. Here's like a mm-hmm. clip of Jim Jordan making an ass of himself. And mm-hmm. Adam Schiff responded. He was on MSNBC mm-hmm. trying to cue that thing up.
Congressman Adam Schiff is a Democrat of California. He serves as a senior member of the Judiciary Committee. He's a candidate for the Senate in 2024, and he joins me now. Congressman, it's great to see you again. Thanks for making time for us on this. What appeared to be a bit of a clown show, I would have to say. You were in the room today. What was your takeaway from this hearing?
Well, Jim Jordan took the circus out on the road. That's exactly what it was. They wanted people to believe that this hastily called hearing that was just coincidentally taking place in Manhattan had nothing to do with the prosecution of Donald Trump. It was absurd, but I would imagine their own lawyers have told them that this kind of stunt just hurts their case in terms of their effort to interfere with the district attorney's office, their subpoenas. It just shows what a political stunt, and there's no legislative purpose involved.
Violent crime is going down in New York City, according to law enforcement's own data. However, we could be doing so much more to ensure that New Yorkers are protected and all Americans are protected by enacting comprehensive universal background checks, by having a licensing system and requiring a permit to purchase. We could also be banning the assault weapons that are most commonly used in mass shootings that are killing our children every day.
Yes, so that lady testified today in the sham hearing chaired by
mm-hmm.
Jim Jordan and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Jim Jordan, typical Jim Jordan fashion, ignored what she was saying. And she brought the statistics out and everything. You know, so Republicans not really serious about gun crimes and taking care of,
I said Jim Jordan is just a political show pony, and he's a Trump lackey. And what he's doing is trying to undermine our justice system, if you really think about it. So he took
mm-hmm.
this committee to New York, basically because he wants to act like a lawyer for Donald Trump. And that's not going to work. It's just not going to work. You know, and he's been in office since 2006. And do you know he has never passed a bill? Never
or even co-sponsored
bill.
Any bill.
Pardon?
Exactly.
Never
and he has never even passed a bill or co-sponsored any bill.
Yes. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he really does not have the right to do this. He, you know, Congress, this committee, does not oversee another jurisdiction. He has no business doing this. This is a waste of time and taxpayer money. And, you know, the Democrats
mm-hmm.
that went there didn't go there because they wanted to go there. They went there to defend Alan Bragg as well
mm-hmm.
because this is getting serious now.
What he's trying to do, Jim Jordan, make Alvin Bragg look bad, saying that he's ignoring his job and trying to pursue
yeah.
Trump to the fullest extent. You know,
yeah.
it's just a red herring, basically. And people see right through that because, you know, I mean, Trump
they
is
are
so
not
screwed.
Doing the, no. And they're not doing the work of
mm-hmm.
the people. They're
mm-hmm.
not doing
mm-hmm.
anything to help the people. They have no agenda. And we say this every single week. They have no agenda. Mm-hmm. They have no plan. Nothing. They only want to obstruct justice. I don't know how else to put it to make it any simpler for people to understand. That is the only thing that they want to do. And they want to defend the orange monster so that they can keep up doing what they're doing and act like a bunch of fascists. You know?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
You know.
So, okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let me get back to this idiot. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, as they call her, she's defending Jake Teixeira. He's a white male Christian and very anti-war. He's 21 years old from Massachusetts in the Air Force. That makes him an enemy to the, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, that makes him an enemy to the Biden regime because he's white male Christian and anti-war. And according to Green, he told the truth about troops being on the ground in Ukraine and a lot more. You know? So, I mean, he took an oath of office to defend the Constitution. Why was he blabbing his mouth on a social media gaming platform? You know? He's a low-level National Guardsman. How did he get access to such secrets? You know?
I know. That's the scary part. You know, how did, I would love to know how he did that, you know, and they arrested him right away. And the orange monster is still out there.
And it reminds me so much of what's reality, Winner, that was a girl who worked in the Pentagon a couple years back. She just took one page of secrets and gave the media. She got something like 7 years for that. So with him taking like 20 pages of documents and like just you know, sending it out in this this social media gaming platform, how much years will he get, you know? And Edward Snowden come to mind and things like that happen. You know, it's really ridiculous. They need to have like a reevaluation of who they let in. And have access to these secrets, because a guy like Teixeira now is dangerous because of his right-wing views. Because let's make no mistake about it. He's Republican. Democrat is in the White House. The Democrats control the Senate. He's trying to embarrass, you know, Joe Biden to make him come across as incompetent. You know, and that way fly, because once you put secrets out there, the old days, they would hang you or put you in the electric chair. But now you get life imprisonment. I think life imprisonment is too good for people like Teixeira and people who spread and make public the secrets of the United States. That's just wrong.
No, I agree.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is no longer an embarrassment. She's a security risk.
Yeah, she sure is. You're absolutely right about that. She says things that are out of order as far as I'm concerned. I mean, she has been saying the things that she says. I think she just can't help herself. She's that dumb. She can't help herself.
Yeah.
She has a running mouth without a brain functioning. That's what she has.
Yes.
You know, she probably has random thoughts in her mind.
And she's a definition of treason. She's the very definition of treason. And to be the vice chairman for the Homeland Security Committee, that's just insane, because we know what a big mouth she have. She have no funnel, no filter. And she just talk whatever is on her mouth. And just, she's just irresponsible. She should not be on that committee, and she should not get a security clearance. It's scary.
No.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Lord, you know, who knows? You know, tomorrow what she'll end up doing when she, you know, flips out and gets angry again. And her voice alone is enough to put you over the edge. It's like, you know, chalkboard, nails going down a chalkboard for me, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, it's just, I think Liz Cheney said that she should be expelled. She should not be there. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Liz Cheney. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just no sense. Whatsoever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you like the Republican Party turning against each other? Because Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, wants to split away from traditional Republicans and have
mm-hmm.
a party within the Republican Party majority in the House,
mm-hmm.
saying that, you know, they're not, you know, following party lines and everything, being partisan
mm-hmm.
for no reason, saying no to everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's bad for the country, but good for Democrats in the sense that when that split happens, even ultra-MAGA Republicans and traditional Republicans, they have no
mm-hmm.
chance of regaining back the House and everything. Germana, to your blue in the face, you cannot win with such a deep divide. You know, and she
mm-hmm.
said it on Fox News again, where, you know, she says she wants the Republican Party to split in two camps. Ultra-MAGA
mm-hmm.
Republicans, and, regular Republicans. I hope that happens,
mm-hmm.
because Joe Biden will have a clean sweep
mm-hmm.
of Democrats. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right. And I think, you know, the more division and uproar that they cause in this country, I truly believe people are going to be sick of it. And they are sick of it. I see signs already of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, especially women, they're basically wanting, you know, Roe versus Wade was not enough for them. They are going to try
mm-hmm.
to go all the way. And then they gave the power to the states. And now their ultimate goal is to take away the power from just a ban abortion
mm-hmm.
with the abortion pill. And that's up in the air right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That will be a travesty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
It's just, I don't know how this is all going to end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The number to call, if you're listening, is 515-605-9802. Say first name, where you're calling from. Don't be shy. We don't bite. Nothing to be shy about. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, calling,
mm-hmm.
say you care. But please don't try to speak over us. If you try speaking over us, then we'll just hang up on you. So,
mm-hmm.
Elaine, what do you think about, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and these Republicans in the House? You know, they're not doing anything basically.
I think that they just let them keep on talking, and they're hanging themselves. And got to thinking about some of the stuff I've been reading, and I don't think there's any real leader there. I don't think Trump is a real leader. It's people
no.
who think like him. And
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
far, I feel that the majority of this country does not think like him. We've
mm-hmm.
just got to start fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting back with narrative and laws. And, well, and, you know, what's a real problem is Clarence Thomas. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Thomas, well, I've got his name backwards. Anyways, the man is the Supreme Court. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
How bad can we get? That to
mm-hmm.
me is just, that's gut-wrenching. Absolutely gut-wrenching.
Yep. Yeah,
he should be impeached, barred, and thrown off, and everything you can think of. He needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I
needs to go.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think that he should, if he has any sort of, obviously he doesn't, he would step down and recuse himself and just step down
mm-hmm.
and retire and call it a day. But that's not going to happen,
mm-hmm.
and we know
that. Yeah, exactly.
So that's just another fight for another day. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got
well,
–
mm-hmm.
so many pots on the stove that are boiling over right now. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne calling from Michigan. Hello, Susan.
Hmm?
How you guys doing?
Good. Oh, how are
good,
you?
Good.
Getting better. Excuse me. We were talking about, you guys were talking about Jordan. The whole excuse to go to New York was crime in the big city. Well, they turned around when he was there and told them that New York homicides per 100,000 people in 2022 in New York was 5.2. In Columbus, Ohio, which is Jordan State, it was 15.4. So, I mean, that was his whole reason, you know, crime and death in New York, and they were going to go fix it. That was his excuse to go there and shove it in the AG's face. But they told him that. Did you see the riot? I mean, the protesters and everything that they had?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a beautiful thing. Yeah.
They said it was a welcome to New York display.
I know.
But it was just ridiculous. I mean, you know, they shot him down. They made him look like an idiot. And all the news shows called it a clown show. They didn't want to say shit show, but that's what it was.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
It is a shame.
And he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's spending, their budget is $20 million a year for his new committee. That's horseshit. And they're not doing anything. It's they said because the Democrats are weaponizing the government against conservatives. So this new committee is supposed to fight the Democrats. And they're getting $20 million. And then I want to know how much that show in New York cost us today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
You know, there's a statement that I just want to read, a quick statement from the Manhattan DA's office. For outside politicians to now appear in New York City on a taxpayer dime for a publicity stunt is a slap in the face to the to the NYPD officers, prosecutors, and others who work tirelessly every day with facts to keep our homes safe. And this is what they do. This is what the Republicans do.
Yeah,
they go
they're good for nothing.
Try to disrupt. And they really think that the American people are very stupid. They truly I'm guessing they think the American people are dumb in general, and we're not. We're not dumb.
Well,
they
brought Jordan brought in some people that were pissed off at the AG because you know their family got killed or they didn't think the perpetrator got enough jail time or whatever, and then by the time they were done talking. The Democrats said, you know why you're here, because, you know, they wanted you to, you know, badmouth Bragg. And at the end, they said they were sorry they came and they didn't realize that was all this stuff was about because they told them it was something different. So even the people they brought to make Bragg look bad turned around and said they were sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing was a joke.
I don't know how that man looks himself in the mirror.
And C-SPAN, you know, just refused to carry it. Fox didn't even carry it live. Neither did any of the main news shows, CNN or any of them. They didn't broadcast it. They just showed clips of the protesters and stuff like that.
Absolutely terrible.
So he's going back to Washington with the tail between his legs.
Well, he has no shame, so, you know, he has to be at the book.
No,
he does,
you know.
He does not have any shame. You're right, David. He truly does not. And then we have, I'm going to just change for a moment, we have Greg Abbott, who has asked Texas Board up to pardons to basically let this convicted murderer go free. And this, and his name is Daniel Perry. And I'm just going to read some of the things that he posted before this all happened. He posted on May 31st of 2020, "I might have to kill a few people on my way to work. They are rioting outside of my apartment complex." On June 1 of 2020, he said, "Black Lives Matter is racist to white people. It is official. I am racist, but I do not agree with people acting like animals at the zoo. June, now it's my turn to get banned from Facebook by comparing the Black Lives Matter movement to a zoo full of monkeys that are freaking out, flinging their shit," is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg Abbott wants to pardon this murderer. Why does he want to pardon them? I still don't understand.
Well, because it's a white man, and he's against Black Lives Matter himself. And according to the governor of Texas, Black Lives Matter is Antifa, which no such group exists, you know. So Greg Abbott is anti-black.
But the jury found him guilty. So nothing. The rule of law, why have a trial then? Why even have a trial? I mean, this is where we are in this country. We have to realize this. It is wrong to let a murderer off. It's wrong.
Yeah, just like it's wrong for that one judge to say that the abortion pills aren't, you know, can't be used anywhere in the United States. Who the hell is he to say? You know, they're turning the courts upside down.
Yeah.
Why aren't we screaming that Viagra get banned?
Yeah.
They don't even
know. Why aren't we women screaming that Viagra get banned?
And how about vasectomies?
Exactly.
Why can't them have a vasectomy? If they don't want to have a family, I mean, they can be reversed, so that a vasectomy can be reversed. So why can't they have a vasectomy? That I don't understand either.
Especially since they don't want to give birth control to everybody.
Right.
Why not?
Saying.
If you don't want us to have abortion, give us birth control, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, vasectomies are up since Roe versus Wade was thrown out. So that's a good thing, really. Yeah, so that's a good thing. Trump calls on Rupert Murdoch to back false 2020 election fraud claims ahead of the Dominion trial. So again, Donald Trump is up to his shenanigans and his bullshit. He is trying to pressure the founder of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, to back the false 2020 election claims fraud. You know, and Monday he called Rupert Murdoch to back false information ahead of the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit Dominion Voting Systems has pursued against Fox News and its parent company. And now it's a one-day delay because Fox News is trying to negotiate an out-of-court settlement. Hopefully that doesn't happen because we need Fox News off the air. Trump said on Truth Social that, you know, he alleged that Fox News is in big trouble if they do not expose the truth on cheating in the 2020 elections. There's no evidence of widespread voter fraud that would have impacted the outcome of the 2020 race for the White House. So again, Donald Trump is living in his own fantasy world, his alternate universe. You know, no matter how much times.
I was going to say that they said the trial starts tomorrow, so it didn't work.
No,
they're not
going
to do a negotiation. So it's going to trial tomorrow, so that's a good thing.
No, that is a good thing. I'm wondering, will Dominion settle with Fox?
I
wonder if they'll
settle.
No, that was supposed to be what was going on today. So they didn't settle, so they're going to trial tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are going. Okay.
They didn't they didn't settle, but they've been doing the crawl that, and they mentioned it on CNN tonight, that the trial starts tomorrow. So that means they did not settle.
Right. So Lori and ladies, what do you think about, you know, Trump trying to get the name of the jurors in this case? Isn't that inappropriate? He asked the judge to give him the names of all the jurors.
Against the law.
I mean, he has some balls there, man.
How does he? How
what
does
he thinking?
Think
he's?
How does
he's
he think
crazy.
He's going to get these names? I mean, how does he think he's going to get them?
Well, because
he's
Donald
a mafia
Trump,
wannabe,
and he wants
you know,
to get,
it'll never happen. Yeah. He's too stupid.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's crazy.
Yeah, the judge
it's
basically
absolutely.
Laughed at him in his face. The judge laughed in his face, you know?
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. You sure did.
Oh,
it's
I hope they get through these trials really fast. I mean, they're going, they're moving. I mean, Georgia should be more than ready. And then, what's his name, on the Florida and insurrection,
DeSantis.
Miller?
They
hopefully they get him real soon. I'm sick of this crap. He's got to go to prison.
I know. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Absolutely.
What
terrible.
Do you think about Disney, you know, firing back at Ron DeSantis? You know, the takeover for the Reed Creek Improvement District. Earlier today, the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, held a press conference to once again discuss the grievances with Walt Disney World and the Walt Disney Company. While the company has yet to respond publicly, Disney has issued an email to media partners quietly fact-checking the comments made at this afternoon's conference, press conference by Ron DeSantis. You know, and Ron DeSantis basically trying to make multiple demands on Disney to pay their fair share of taxes. No, that's rich. You know, rich people and corporations don't pay taxes. But because, you know, Disney is not toeing the line with DeSantis and Republicans, you know, DeSantis is saying they should pay their fair share of taxes.
If it wasn't for Disney, there wouldn't be a tourist attraction. And you know what? You don't mess with the mouse.
Nope.
And did you see that DeSantis threatened to put a prison right next to the Disney World?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that, really.
That was flashing all over the news tonight. And he wants to tax them and do inspections on their rides and all this other stuff and anything to drive them crazy because he's pissed.
Yeah, because he's like a temper. He's having a temper tantrum because they outfoxed him. You know.
Yeah, yeah, he's really pissed on that.
Yeah,
they legally won.
Yes, for sure.
Disney didn't screw around. They legally won.
Yes, they did.
They've got all their I's dotted and their T's crossed. Like I said, you don't mess with the mouse.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's so mad he can't see straight, and he's trying to do everything to sabotage them. But doesn't he realize how much money they bring into the state, how many people they employ? I mean, he's an idiot. He's cutting his own throat.
No, he doesn't care because he's looking at Washington.
Yeah, right. But Walt Disney World was quick, the representatives, I should say, of Walt Disney World were also quick to remind their media contacts that Disney is the largest single-site employer throughout the entire United States. So there are more than employing 75,000 cast members, more than 200 ancillary businesses also operate throughout the Walt Disney Resort, with a combined total of an additional 1,500 employees. So 90,000 employees. The company also calls attention to the hundreds of millions of dollars that they have contributed to community groups and nonprofits through the state of Florida and the 233,000 volunteer hours logged by cast members in 2022 along throughout Central Florida. You know,
he's
a moron. Is such a baby. How can this man ever be a president? Seriously. He is like, he is like a child that got,
yes.
You know, he got outsmarted, and now he has to find a way to make them, you know, to punish them, you know, like
yeah, he
children.
Has a temper tantrum. That's,
yes.
You know, that's what he's
and
doing.
That's just, and it's just not going to happen. Disney is not going to take his... Just not.
What, you know, and you don't hear anything from the people of Florida because he put a gag on everybody, all the newspapers and the, you know, blogs and all that stuff. If you say anything, he's like Putin. If you say anything bad, we're going to put you in jail and fine you. Same like Putin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and as far as it goes on to say that representatives from the Walt Disney Company have also indirectly responded to these comments, making it clear that Disney does not assess its own property. The company elaborated, saying that all property in the district, including all Disney property, is assessed annually by the Orange County Tax Assessor. So, you know, so whatever.
And,
saying,
and then they're going to affect all the hotels around there because I stayed outside the park and in the park, and I like it in the park better anyway. But all those other hotels and businesses that are attracted, you know, to people, they're cutting all their business off too. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And then
all the people that supply the food and all that other stuff there.
Yeah. Yes.
It's crazy.
And then he even took it a step farther and said, he claimed that today in his press conference, he claimed that Walt Disney World Resort is no longer above the law and will be subject to state inspections of the monorail and the attractions within the park. You know, that park, if you've ever been there, is amazing. There is there's not a piece of garbage anywhere. It is pristine. Everything is in order. The flowers, the greenery, the restaurants,
everything's perfect.
Run
and don't
perfectly.
Tell me they don't inspect it. He's full of crap. They inspect it and go over like a fine-tooth comb because they got so many people there, millions of people that go. You don't think they don't inspect? Give me a break.
Yeah.
OSHA's all over the place, and I'm sure, you know, that DeSantis is nuts. He's as bad, crazy as Trump.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
What do you think about the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light endorsement? Right wingers losing their shit because a transvestite or a transsexual, you know, is new spokesman for Bud Light. What's your thoughts, Lori?
I think it's ridiculous. I don't even know what to even say about it. I've never in my life listened to such a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm,
and then we have, you know, Kid Rock shooting at Bud cans in a firing range or in his backyard or wherever the hell he was. He's off his rocker as well. Do these people have nothing better to do in their lives?
No.
Don't they have work to do?
I mean, this is crazy. You can buy the can that's got the rainbow on it, or you can buy the plain blue one. What the hell's the difference? It's beer.
Yeah. Absolutely. You sure can.
Oh, maybe if they drink the beer, they catch being gay or something. You know, it's catchy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And in Venice, California, it's gotten so
bad. Well, you know what?
California, the way that can I make a point, the Budweiser factory in Van Nuys, California, was was called in a bomb threat and everything because of this whole Dylan Mulvaney case. So I'll put that out there. Yeah, but go ahead.
No, that's
I forgot what I was going to say. That's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I forgot what I was going to say.
So this
people got
nothing
better to do. Because of the internet and, you know, social media, they can spew garbage, and then they find people that think like they do, so they got a group going. It's just insane. Oh, my God.
Oh, now I remember what I was going to say. Go out and buy as many cans as you can and shoot them up. What a waste of good beer if you're a beer drinker.
Because they're still going to get the money. If they shoot up the beer, they're still going to get the money. So,
exactly.
You're wasting your money, basically.
Brilliant.
Boy, I'll tell you. And you know, they've been around since, what, the early 1900s or something? It's crazy. They've done this before.
Well, maybe they shouldn't drink Jack. It's not, it's made in a dry county.
I know.
I mean, you want to be ridiculous about stuff. Don't buy Jack. It's made in a dry county.
I know. You know?
About, you know, speaking of Jack Daniels, Jack Daniels did a campaign about supporting gays and transsexuals, so that they stopped drinking Jack Daniels as well. And Jack Daniels is in Tennessee. So,
yeah.
Like I said, these people need to get over themselves. In 1876,
I don't think they quit drinking. They just don't advertise it. If they like the beer, the booze, they drink it anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying that that they came out with a pro, you know, gay, pro transsexual thing. Recently, you know, you don't hear anything hard about that. But Bud Light, you know, you hear them losing their shit and everything.
I don't know how these things even trend or happen. You know, I don't understand what the big deal is. I just don't get it. I don't know how to even explain my feelings because it's so ridiculous. There are so many things that we need to fix in this country, and these people are focused on the ridiculous. They're focused on things that really don't matter, that have been around forever, and no one paid attention before. You know, it's sad. So let's talk a minute about what the MAGA House Republicans have done in the first 100 days. So they had 30-plus bills to make it harder to access abortion care. One bill to impose a 30% national sales tax. A 30% national sales tax. Yeah. One bill to declare the AR-15 the national gun. One bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act. One bill to abolish safe working conditions. One bill to extend Trump tax cuts for the rich. One bill to end the ATF's curbing of illegal firearms use, and one bill to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. Isn't that productive, people?
Very productive, yeah.
Very productive.
Yeah, and remember the repeal the Ethics Committee in the House, though. So, you know, the show, the hand, when the repeal of ethics, I mean, you know, it was the very first thing that it did when they were sworn in. You know, ethics committee is one of the most important things, but yesterday they repealed it. You know, to show how corrupt they are. And instead of people rebelling against that, these same people in these gerrymandered districts still may vote for them.
Yeah. Well, maybe they won't. Let's just...
No, they will. They will, because some people are stupid. People stupid like that. Just call a spade a spade. Some Americans are goddamn stupid like that. In Kentucky, in wherever, in these redneck places, you know, Republicans fucking them over. There's no other polite way to say it. Republicans basically are fucking them over without Vaseline. Mm-hmm. And I still vote for these people, these clowns, these losers.
Yeah.
So, hey,
I know.
You know, if you want to drag America down, don't drag us, the good people, down with it by voting Republican. You know, get some sense, please.
Yeah. And you're right, David. And that is the thing, is that those of us that understand the undercurrent of what's going on and the volcano that's building and going to erupt pretty soon are alarmed. And we're trying to explain it to people out there in the world. But there's no one that I don't know who understands. I don't know if they understand the greatness of what's happening, the urgency of what's happening in this country. You know,
it scares me to death
because ignorant and they're stupid.
They are gerrymandering. They're making it harder for people to vote and to be registered to vote, and so they're starting at the the basic foundation of our country and ruining it, and it's getting worse and worse. They're brainwashing people, you know, and I just have visions of the Nazis, and you know, even Clarence Thomas, that guy that gave him all that money, had the Nazi insignia on his napkins on the dinner table.
Yes,
and
he
has memorabilia from Hitler. What's up with that?
Yeah, I know.
This is
what
scary
is
shit to me. Yeah. I don't know.
America better wake up. Better wake up. That's all I've got to say.
Yes, so in other news now, Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Panel, are set to unveil border legislation that includes codifying controversial Trump-era policies. And the reason why this matters is because GOP infighting over specifics has delayed Kevin McCarthy, his promise to bring immigration legislation to the House floor early in this Congress. The bill, which is unlikely to gain Democratic support, is slated for a committee markup this coming Wednesday. So 2 days from now, it's coming up. It combines 8 separate bills into one and is expected to be combined with another bill out of the Homeland Security Committee, which Marjorie Taylor Greene is part of. She's a vice chair of that committee. Before being brought up to the floor, a leadership source confirmed. So this is what we'll have to watch for. The bill includes measures that would allow the United States to suspend entry of migrants and asylum seekers who illegally cross the border if there are no resources to detain, expel, or remove them. The mirror of the bill from Congressman Chip Roy from Texas, a Republican, said that had been headed for a vote earlier this year before pushback from some moderates, namely fellow Republicans Tony Gonzalez, another Republican from Texas. So Gonzalez has previously said he would not vote for any package that includes cutting off some of the few legal pathways to migrants. Yeah, so Chip Roy, this complete dickhead from Texas, is just a barn burner with no solutions for people who has been here for years, you know, to get citizenship or even a green card. You just want to throw everybody out or just jail them and deport them. You know, if you're not white, you're screwed royally. The Trump year regulations and executive orders, you know, the Republicans want to bring all that back, even though Joe Biden has rolled back everything Trump done in terms of immigration, or almost everything. And you know, this Trump-era regulations and executive actions require asylum seekers to come through ports of entry rather than crossing the border illegally. It would also prevent victims, domestic abuse, or gang violence from being granted asylum on those claims alone. So measures would enable the long-term retention of migrant families, making it easier to deport minors who cross the border without their parents or legal guardians, and ending parole programs targeting certain nationalities that have been used broadly by the Biden administration. So if you're from Central America, if you're from South America, Haiti, you know, the lesser desired countries, according to them, then you just going to get deported, you know, jail first, because we all know that a prison industrial complex have to make their money. And after that, they just depose people and send them back to where they come from. You know, but hey, you know, make someone from Scandinavia or Western Europe come who's white. You know,
I can't understand why they can't have a real system, you know, that
they
I mean, it's not
they
like
can.
They're typing these applications. They got internet. They have, you know, computers and everything. Why can't people apply before they come so they're not going through all that shit through the gun jungles for nothing? You know, they could.
Because they don't, Susie, think about it. They, especially the ones that are seeking asylum, they're running away from where they live because it's dangerous. They have no jobs. They have no money. They surely do not have probably a phone or a computer. So that's, you know, they're coming here for asylum, for safety. And the Republicans,
there's
got to
be a better way. There's got to be a better way to treat them
well, be organized,
and get them through the system. And the ones that have been here forever should have their citizenship. This is horseshit.
I agree.
And we'll have to look at the fact that, you know, why are these people running away from Central America and South America and Haiti? Because we in the United States put in yes men as government who cater and bow down to Washington, D.C., and have puppet governments in. And, you know, at some point, these puppet governments, like in Chile, for example, Augusto Pinochet was installed in 1982. It was Reagan's blue-eyed boy who can do no wrong. But what Pinochet was doing to the people of Chile who opposed them was put, you know, going up in planes 30,000, 40,000 feet and throwing these people out without parachutes. You know, it's things like that that was happening.
Oh,
and then the drug dealers and the drug mules and whatever get a hold in these Central American countries. And they have so much money that they control the governments there now. So those who rat them out to DEA or whoever, it's like, it's just like they have to leave, because if they don't leave, they'll get killed for working with the United States, DEA and CIA and whoever else. And who installed these people in the first place? The American government. Ronald Reagan, Putin, Pinochet, you know, when Allende was murdered. You know, many examples, you know, the Sandinista, when they were fighting, you know, the Sandinistas in Nicaragua and everything. You know, they put in these shit dictators, and when the whole thing backfired, now you have this mass migration to America, you know?
Yeah, because all the drug lords bought and paid for the government. And they run the government, and they control them. And if they don't do what they want, they're dead. So
yeah.
It's almost getting to be that way here.
Who wants to have that for their, who wants that for their children? They want a better life, you know?
I know.
You don't want a better life, and they come to America, you know?
And I find it so hard to understand how they cannot put a system in order. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's because they don't want to, you know. And also
Democrats tried in the past, even George W. Bush tried, and they said no. The hardline Republicans, the Tea Partiers, the ultra MAGA idiots, you know, who else? You know, the different branches are wings of the Republican Party. They just don't want that. Why? Because, you know, a lot of brown people and black people coming in. And as the statistics say, in the labor board statistics, by 2040, 2045, America will no longer be a majority white country, but a majority minority country. where you have brown people outnumbering whites, black people going on a rise, multi-dimensional or multi diversity going grow, you know, and white people going outnumbered. So they're trying to hold on to what they had.
Yeah, we see that now. I mean, we're starting to see that more and more now. And, you know, these Republicans don't like it because they're white nationalists. They just, you know, that's, and it's sad because we are a melting, like you said, David, we're a melting pot country. Everyone, you know, all the immigrants came from all over the world. And the system that they had back then was a pretty good darn system. And what happened to it, I don't understand. I just don't get it. I don't understand why they can't put it back together. Well, I do understand why. I shouldn't say that. I do understand why.
Yeah, because they don't like Trump. The racist, xenophobic asshole Trump and his people.
Yeah, they just
don't
want
they don't remember that they came and conquered this country from the Native Americans and put them on reservations. So they have no rights, really, the white people. You know, look what we did.
Yeah, it's
so,
like
you know, where they don't have a leg to stand on, but, you know, what are you going to do? This is ridiculous.
I agree. It's definitely sad. Our immigration system needs to be fixed. There is no reason why we can't fix it. We have the technology. We have the manpower. We have the resources. And
the Republican Party let the religious right infiltrate their party. They tried their darndest. They tried their darndest to stand up to them. But it became a cancer. And they took over. These people These people that took over, and it started during Reagan. They already were talking about they didn't want to have a brownout. Absolutely did not want to have a brownout, and they had to do something about it. And that's where they started picking on one nationality after another. And what I don't understand is why some of these people, like Latinos, do not understand that they are in trouble if they don't wake up. They seem to be Republicans, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, the reason being it started back in 1964 when Barry Goldwater ran against LBJ. And after Barry Goldwater lost, he said that the Republicans better be careful courting these Christian evangelical conservatives because they're going to be the ruin of the party. Even Eisenhower said it, you know. So from then, and it came to a head when Reagan became president, where he just, you know, the floodgates open. The evangelicals just took over the Republican Party.
They sure did.
And now we're here. You know, so.
And what's so ironic is that they keep on saying, you know, that Second Amendment and the Constitution. Well, the Constitution was started, you know, everybody is equal, you know, and they're not doing that. And separation of church and state, for Christ's sake. That's how our country was founded, to get away from the weird churches in Europe. No, and they're turning around and doing what they ran away from.
They
ran away from
I want to play an evangelical clip. This was at Trump's spiritual advisor in the White House when he was there. Her name is Paula somebody. I can't remember. Here it is. Paula White. Here it is.
So let every adversary against democracy, against freedom, against life, against liberty, against justice, against peace, against righteousness be overturned right now in the name of Jesus. Let justice be done. Let justice be done. Let justice be done. Let we the people have the assurance of a fair and a just election. I thank you for President Trump. I put a hedge of protection around him. I secure his purpose. I secure his destiny. I secure his life, God. And I thank you that he will walk in a holy boldness and a wisdom, God, and that you will go before him. You will be his rear guard, and you will go in front of him this day and every day, God.
Yes, and that's a craziness that these people.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen
Trump go to church?
No, do the election plan, yes.
He's so religious. Has he ever been in a church?
I will never forget when he walked out of the White House and he held the Bible upside down.
Upside down.
That was
hilarious.
I laughed so hard, and I will never forget that. He stood there like an idiot, holding the Bible upside down.
They're only picking on him because he's a white supremacist, and so are they. That's the only reason. It is a religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And the thing is, these supporters recently came out saying that, you know, they're persecuting Trump like how they did Jesus Christ. And Trump is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you know, I'm not making that up. You can Google
it.
I heard it.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I'm being persecuted
being
that man. These people are out of their minds.
He said that he is being picked on just like Jesus was.
Did Jesus talk about grabbing women by their private parts and sleeping with all these other broads?
No, Jesus washed the feet of Jesus washed the feet of the thieves.
I know.
He didn't grab anybody.
The orange monster to Jesus? Give me a break.
Take a look at the mentality of Miss Green.
Yep.
Oh, God, she's dumber than a doorknob.
Sure. That's saying
a lot. Who's more dumb? Who's more dumb? Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert?
Oh, that's a tie.
They run a real close...
It's a tie.
It is a tie.
Yeah, I said Boebert because she tried to get her GED four times. But not only is Marjorie Taylor Greene dumb, but she's crazy as well. That's what really scared me about
Green
her. She's crazy.
Went to college, did she?
I don't know.
No, she didn't. But the thing is,
I mean,
she's crazy.
How can you go to Congress and write up laws that you need to know legalese? If you don't have at least a little bit of legal education, let alone college, and be any kind of a good leader for your state, I don't understand.
Well, you can
read
the right.
Yeah, because the gerrymandering of these elections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the gerrymandering of these elections, and you know the lobbyists just pay and write these legislations, and these politicians will read them. And they just vote for yes for them because these lobbyists who write these bills fuel their campaign re-election. You know, that's what's happening and everything. Kevin McCarthy, the debt ceiling coming up, and the Republicans want to oust Kevin McCarthy now because they feel that, you know, he's just rolling over the Democrats in the White House in terms of the debt ceiling. Do you think that we're having another fiasco where it took 15, 16 times for them to elect him Speaker of the House? And if they do get rid of him, who's the next Speaker of the House, you think?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know, but it's going to be a real shit show. You have to raise the debt. But, you know, he was saying that Biden won't agree to anything, but Biden said, where's your list of demands?
Budget.
What are you going to do? And he didn't submit anything. And he's saying it's just disgusting. He wants to cut back Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and he doesn't want to raise taxes, reverse the taxes like the Democrats did, you know, that Trump put in. They want to reverse it to help pay for the Medicare and Medicaid, and they don't want to do that, you know. And those are some of the, he had like 800, they said, different things that he wants them to do, Democrats to agree to before they raise the debt ceiling.
Okay.
Yeah, Democrats not only do that. Diane Feinstein, she's in the hospital, unable to carry out her duties as U.S. Senator, and they put a replacement in for her to vote on different committees and things outstanding. And Republicans, like Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee and other Republicans, don't want to accept this replacement, the sit-in for Barbara Boxer. I mean, they have no chance of winning California seat. You know, so, you know, again, Republicans holding up the business of government. They don't have any solutions. Lori, you know, what do you think about that? Marsha Blackburn, you know, bullshit.
It's just another day in the Republican Party. You know, I mean, you know, Senator, you know, Feinstein, she's been in office for, she's been there forever. She's, I think, 89 years old. You know, she's been ill for 3 months. And she finally decided to step down. And she does need to be replaced because there's legislation that has been held up. And
it's judge appointments. That's what, and they want, she wants to put a Democrat in there to, in her place temporarily because she's got shingles. Shingles hurt like hell. And,
well,
they're very painful.
Until she can get back.
They want to put in their own judges, and they already gerrymandered the judge, you know, the legal judge. So they're trying to, that's why they're blocking it. That's the only reason.
So E. Jean Carroll, the woman that, go ahead. You were saying something.
Oh, I was just going to say a little bit more about, Feinstein's decision, you know, to step in. You know, she's going to recover. She's going to get better, you know. And at first she was a little defiant, of course, and it was probably a hard decision for her, but I think it's the best thing for her. So we shall see what happens. But, yes, these Republicans do not want, you know, whoever they want to pick to take her place, you know, because they don't want them to vote for, you know, the things that she would vote for. And like Susie said, you know, the justice is one thing that's being held up. So I do hope this gets worked out, and we shall see what happens.
Yep. And good news is next week, the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial and for assault in New York will continue next week, the judge say. So Donald Trump tried to delay it, and now the judge said, okay, fuck you, Trump. We're going through this. And he has to submit his DNA. Failure to submit his DNA will mean jail time, so he has no other choice. And he's going to get screwed because he has this habit of molesting women and physically assaulting women. And according to E. Jean Carroll, he, you know, held her up in the changing room at a department store in New York, took her her panties down, and all sorts of things to her, and he ejaculated on her, and she had that garment with her, and so that's why they wanted DNA from Trump. So Trump going down big time with that case. Another thing that came up to her that is in the news, and it's going to be a hot button issue soon, is that Robert Kennedy Jr., has decided to run for president in the Democratic primary against Joe Biden, you know, and his family said that they won't support him because Bobby Kennedy Jr., he's anti-vax, and he's just totally, you know, off the rails.
Yeah, he's out there.
Off the rails. Right. Yeah.
You
he
know,
stands
they
no
said
chance.
That, so, the Kennedy family said that they were going to back President Biden is what they were going to do. So he should just sit it out, and I don't know what he does, but he needs to just sit it out. And he's an attorney. Mm-hmm. He can go back to practicing law. He doesn't need to be the president.
Yeah,
no one wants him.
He's an environmentalist lawyer who has his
mm-hmm.
own business.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it, Elaine and Susie, Bobby Kennedy Jr. running for president? Waste of time, waste of money.
Robert Kennedy Jr., he doesn't stand a chance. That's
mm-hmm.
all he has to do is open up his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
that'll
mm-hmm.
be the end of it. Oh, I suppose he'll have a half a dozen followers here or there that
he's
you know, might vote for him. They're just as wacky as he is, but I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
At least the Democrats can say we allowed a challenger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. There are people out there that will vote for the name Kennedy, but I don't think it's going to be a serious challenge.
No.
Yeah, but the Kennedy family said they're going to come out and tell people not to vote for their, you know,
yeah.
their relative. So
yeah,
that's not going to go very far.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I
know, but I'm saying the Kennedy name itself, you know, of, you know, what's the word for
We've got a lot of young voters out there that do
nostalgic.
Not know the Kennedy name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
True.
You know, they know the Joe Biden name, but they didn't before, but they do now. They don't know the Kennedy
mm-hmm,
name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, right.
Kennedy was somebody in their history book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And then these
kids are getting sick and tired of trying to go somewhere and worried about dodging bullets. I think you're going to
mm-hmm.
see an awful lot of young people get out there and vote.
Oh, absolutely.
And for the abortion
mm-hmm.
issue.
And the abortion
mm-hmm.
issue, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of girls out there again.
Yeah. Oh,
young,
the guys,
young girls.
Too. You know, the brothers and husbands of them. You know, it's their choice, not the government's. They keep on saying they don't want big government, and yet they come into your bedroom and your doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
How big can that be, huh?
Oh, for sure. You know, and I've said this many, many times, and I'll keep saying it. Gen Z and the millennials are fired up. Gen Z is really fired up. The things that I read, and they are speaking out, taking any crap. Gen Z was in New York when Trump was there, and they have not taken any crap from anybody. They know, you know, Gen Z, everyone thought was a dumb group of young people, but they're not. They are more woke, so to speak, than many other generations have ever been. I see it every day. So I'm really happy about that.
Well, look at your protest marches. Your protest marches are every shade, every color and every shade and every nationality, not
they
like they used to be. The protest marches are a good cross-section of America.
And I think
this is scaring the rank-ass religious rights.
Yes, it is, because you're right, Elaine. They do not see color. They do not see gender. I mean, they don't criticize those things. You know, they accept. They're a generation that accepts people for who they are. And if you don't want to communicate with that person, you just don't. You don't, you know, bully them. You don't, you know, and that's the way it should be. So that's why I think that this generation that is coming up and the millennials, I think they are going to beat butt. I really do think they're going to beat butt. I am excited for 2024 because I really think that they're going to come out in growth. And also I've been reading where they're trying to pass different laws where, you know, they can't vote in certain places. They want to actually try to make it harder for them to vote. Like they can't vote for
college
months.
Campuses, for one.
Yeah.
Before they could vote with their student ID, and the Republicans are trying to stop that.
And they know
mm-hmm.
that. And they know the reason they want to stop this is because they know that they're in trouble. They really are in trouble. You know, they are. They just don't know how to deal with it right now. And then we also have a Chuck Schumer who also talked about the debt ceiling, and he said that Kevin McCarthy's proposal to extend the national debt ceiling until May of 2024 is a terrible idea, making it clear to everyone in Washington that Democrats don't want to debate the issue again before the next election. So they want to kick the can down the road, you know, and think that that's going to work, and it's not going to. It's not going
to. No, they're
going to
crash the economy, and then they'll be really popular, right?
Exactly.
Right.
You know, it's just unbelievable.
You know, the Republicans claim they're the party of the people and of business. Now, you've got to pay your credit cards off, period. You got to pay for your heat. You got to pay for your lights. You got to pay for your – and the Republicans don't want to pay on the debt ceiling. Well, that's a bill that we've got, and it needs to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got to start educating some of the people to understand that.
And how many trillion dollars did they add to the debt ceiling?
Due, and the bill needs to be paid.
Yeah, and they raised it, too, way high, to Republicans, with that tax break to the rich and the corporations that don't pay a dime. That's horseshit, and they know it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're being bought and paid for by the rich and the corporations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they would pay their fair share, we would not have any problems in this country as far as, you know, funding our roads and health care and all the things that are important to the average person in this country, the average people, to keep alive and to keep going and to keep the economy going. I mean, I don't know if any of you have looked, but the price of cars alone and trucks have gone up tremendously. I don't know how an average person can afford a $60,000, $80,000 vehicle now.
They're driving them
dollars a month. You know,
I know, but the kids and the working person can't afford those.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Don't see how they can.
About rent and homes?
Yes.
These
and
poor
housing.
Kids get out of college with debt, and they can't afford to have a car. They got to buy a beater that's going to fall apart, and they can't even find a place to live anywhere near where they got to work.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, my friend here, up here in a dunky little town, is renting a mobile home in a mobile home park for $1,600 a month. Are you kidding me?
I know, that's crazy. I don't know.
And she, is not working. She's living on Social Security. It's ridiculous. She couldn't find anything. Her apartment, it was a duplex. The guy kicked the tenants out, and he's making it short-term rental for the tourists.
Yeah, it's terrible. And it's like that all over the country.
I know.
All over. You know,
I feel so bad for the young ones. They're struggling so hard. They work so hard, and they can't get ahead.
Yeah. So the last thing, though, is Marjorie Toilet Green again. She tweeted, if you believe that there's climate change, you should have climate change in quotes, it's caused by too much carbon, you have been fooled. We live in a spinning planet that rotates around a much bigger sun, along with other planets and heavenly bodies rotating around the sun, that all create gravitational pull on one another while our galaxy rotates and travels through the universe. None of that made sense. For real. You know?
That was her tweet.
Did she even go to elementary school?
That's hysterical.
You know? So I guess she knows more than the scientific community then. You know, she's claiming that science, that climate change do exist, you know, and it's not caused by carbon dioxide. And we live on a spinning planet. Yeah, okay. Wow.
I mean,
Yeah, I guess. Oh, wow. I don't know what to say to that. I'm lost for words.
I know. Has she watched the weather this year at all in California and all the tornadoes and that monster rain that hit Fort Lauderdale last week? I mean, she doesn't get that's not climate change. Give me a break.
Fort Lauderdale was underwater. And, of course, Death Sand couldn't be bothered. He didn't care about it at all.
He'd never see him say anything. No. But what has he done for that hurricane? You know, I still got a friend that has no place to live. She goes from rental to rental because she can't get back in her place. It's destroyed on Sanibel Island. And, she said she's homeless. What is he doing?
These people. Nothing downplaying.
No, nothing. You know, and I just want to say one last thing. I would like to see Justice Thomas resign or be impeached.
For sure.
In this year. Not to wait. Because.
Yeah, soon.
Because basically, he's basically just not trusted anymore. He's not.
I think I like the term ousted better.
Yeah. Ousted is probably done. He should be ousted.
But we
got to
get Feinstein back in her place so we can get a new judge in there, too.
Oh,
that's another thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want the Republicans to put another conservative in there. Forget abortion rights, for sure.
I know they were complaining that she's sick, she should disappear. But it's okay, you know, for Mitch McConnell to fall down and take a break.
Oh, yeah. He just came back, actually.
Yeah, today.
Remember Strom Thurmond from South Carolina? He was 101, 102 years old. And for months, he was sick, out. You know, but did they raise any noise about him missing so many votes? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, come on, no.
Yeah.
At least we're keeping the narrative going. We're reminding people what's going on.
Yeah.
So you know what? The Republicans want to complain about Dianne Feinstein. Well, we complain about Mr. Thurmond. He's out for months and months.
And she decided this was her last term, but she didn't know she was going to get shingles, you know, which is awful.
Yeah.
So it's not her fault. And, you know, she, if you're in misery, painful like that, is how can you sit there and Congress listen to the bullshit for nothing?
Exactly. And so the last thing that I did is Jeff Sanchez in Florida. You no longer need a permit or a training to carry a gun in public, but you do need documentation to prove you were raped to get an abortion.
Yeah.
He signed both those laws in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you need a signed document from your rapist.
That's
sick and twisted.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
No. Read that again. I don't think I heard you correctly.
Okay. In Florida, you no longer need a permit or a training to carry a gun in public, but you do need documentation to prove you were raped to get an abortion.
Yeah, you got to have the rape kit at the hospital and report it to the cops and then fill out a report that it happened.
The trauma was not enough.
But what if your uncle raped you or your brother or your dad? How are you going to do that?
Exactly.
Right?
And the
try filming it. Good Lord, these people are sick.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The disgust of people in Florida has got to be high, but we just don't hear about it.
I know. I wish we could.
Yeah.
But they're not allowing news people out down there to report. I mean, you don't hear anything on the national news on Florida, not a word, unless he signs a bill.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
I mean, he was all over the news today about his Disney and building a prison there and trying to do all these horrible things to Disney World.
Go to another state.
I don't think Disney Michigan's open.
Put them on Lake Michigan. Put Disney World on Lake Michigan.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
No.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, no. We don't want to wreck the lake. It's bad enough with all the tourists coming in and polluting my beaches.
In the middle. We'll put it in the middle then.
In the middle somewhere, yeah.
We'll put it next to Soaring Eagle.
Yeah.
And Mount Pleasant, yeah. I remember when it was just a reservation way before the casino.
Yeah,
it's a property.
I truly believe, and I think some donors have backed away from DeSantis because they think he's just too extreme.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's
finally
too extreme. He's towing a line that, I don't know, he's drunk on power. Something's wrong with him. Something's mentally wrong with him.
Sure.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he won't beat Disney because Disney outsmarted him already. So, you know, he's just playing up to his
country. And he doesn't want anybody to contradict him or criticize him because he wants to put him in prison. He sounds like a Putin wannabe.
So I want to read one last thing to tell you how racist Nebraska Republicans are. Nebraska Republicans says 6-week abortion ban is necessary because white people are being replaced.
The replacement theory.
I didn't even know I was pregnant at 6 weeks, for Christ's sake.
A Nebraska Republican state argued Wednesday for a 6-week abortion ban by claiming there are too many foreigners living in the state, invoking a racist conspiracy theory since Roe versus Wade.
Really?
These people like the religious right.
These people are crazy.
He's not. He's crazy. And a woman doesn't even know, she only missed a period by 2 weeks and she's got to know if she's pregnant or not.
Yeah. And he went on to say that since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion is allowed in Nebraska up to 21 weeks and 6 days of pregnancy. But on Wednesday, the Senate began debating a bill that would ban abortion after 6 weeks because many people even know they are pregnant. But Senator Steve Erdman decided that the best argument in favor of the ban was the great replacement theory, which Southern Poverty Law Center defines as a racist conspiracy narrative that falsely asserts that there is active, ongoing, and covert effort to replace white population in current majority countries. Okay? This is how insane these people are.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought their argument was that it was all of the people of color that were running to the abortion clinic.
No, it's not.
Oh, now it's reversed. Okay.
Yes, reversed.
Because we need more white babies.
There's not enough white people. There's too many white abortions now.
How come these kids age out? How come these white kids age out and have no place to go?
Yeah, that's awful. I mean, like, they're 18 and they're on their own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do? You have nothing. You came from a foster home, and you have not a thing, and all of a sudden you're supposed to make a life?
Yeah.
And they give you $250 when you turn 18. That would get you a nice apartment, $250.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, ladies, for calling in. We didn't have any right-wing callers tonight, unfortunately. I'm disappointed because either to do a call or – they waited like the last 7 minutes or 10 minutes of the show before the call. but no right-wing callers tonight, unfortunately. So, you know, we'll talk again Thursday. Thank you, Elaine, and thank you, Susan, for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys.
All right. That's fine. All right, Laurie, wrap up time now. So next week coming up, we'll have the Eugene Carroll case starting. We'll have the Georgia case going to start, or not start, but, you know, we're supposed to hear some good things from the prosecution there. And about the dodging of taxes and everything, Letitia James, Attorney General from New York, having by his balls by the vice grip. There's no absolutely no way Donald Trump cannot serve jail time. And all these things that he's done are federal crimes. And when you commit federal crimes, you spend a long time in prison. So they're trying to negotiate the thing with the Biden administration to give him a pardon behind closed doors.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Better news? You think?
That's in no way. No pardon. No. Absolutely not.
No.
No, he is not above the law. If they do that to him, we will have mayhem in this country. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly, because he's so arrogant throughout the whole thing, you know?
Yeah,
sure. So they'll be spit in the face of the American taxpayer and American voter.
Yeah.
And Americans deserve better than Donald Trump. He needs a social chair for him.
And, you know, the other thing is we have to remember this. This is my opinion. We have to stop trying, you know, to fix the Republican Party. It can't be fixed. It just can't. We can't reform it. We can't fix it. You know, we just have to stop caring about the Republican Party. The only thing I think that we positive is defeat it. Defeat the Republican Party. Come out in droves and in 2024, just defeat them. Get them out of the House, out of the Senate, you know, into everywhere around the country. That's the only way
I hope the Republican Party dies forever after 2024.
I do, too.
Yeah, just completely die. Fuck the Republicans.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, folks. This has been Fiction Politics 123 for Monday, April 17th, 2023. And the topic was Open Mic Night. It's a season 4, episode 27. Till Thursday, same time, same place. This is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. This is Laurie Pickup from Michigan. Everyone stay safe and have a wonderful evening. Bye now.
Look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got it wrong. You're the devil in disguise, or as you are, you fool me with your kisses, you cheated and you sinned. Heaven knows how you lied to me, it's not the way you see. You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got more. You're the devil in the sky, or yes you are the devil in the sky.
Thank you.